Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Good morning. Happy morning, Thursday, Jay. Keith.
Happy Thursday. Oh, man, I thought it was Friday.
That feels like Friday, don't it?
No, I thought it was Friday. I really did. Until
just the second.
No, New reminded me, you know, that it's Thursday.
I mean, tonight, multiple games, but I do have to tell you, from somebody that wakes up at 3 in the morning, that Friday night, staying up to watch this Lakers game and knowing that Saturday I can sleep in,
oh,
it's going to be amazing. I'm so excited for it.
I had a get up in the middle of the day, miss work moment yesterday. You know those?
Yes.
You
woke where you're up like, what, is it AM
oh.
or PM?
Yeah. It was, oh. You know, the
Why
whole
are you
deal.
Looking around, where am I?
No. Oh, man, you should. My heart was racing. Oh, man. And when I looked at my phone, it said 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I didn't, I was still foggy.
You're
I just
like,
seen
man,
the
I didn't
3.
Even work this morning.
I'm like, what? You're like, damn, I'm late.
That's that nightmare thing, man. We're like, wait, did I just miss work?
But that affected me from 2 nights ago. Messing around with the Lakers. It's so it caught up to me. You know, it was one of those catch up to you nights.
Yeah.
But hey, it's all worth it, you know? It's all worth working at ESPN, doing the morning show, having fun, nice bits and stuff, cracking jokes, you know. Cost of doing business, baby.
Yeah, the money's good too. I like that.
Man, I'm not talking about the money, Max.
That's my favorite
part. Always talking about money. No one cares.
That's my favorite part.
Man, everybody knows you've been working for a long time. You got some pennies in the bank.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying that's the best part.
No, it's not.
Yeah, 100% it's the best part.
No, the best part is coming in and making fun.
No.
But this is not work, man.
That's true.
No, that's true. In comparison to what?
The opposite side.
Like some of my boys at construction.
No, that's just work. Stop.
Like, come on, man. We're kicking it with our boys talking about sports.
100%. No matter how tired you are the night
before. It's not work for who?
No.
Man, my brain is constantly working.
Be working anyway. The same thing. And you'd be talking about the same stuff, too. What are you talking about?
I didn't say physical.
That's what I said. It's not that kind
of. But I'm not going to allow you to minimize my ability to wake up in the morning and be at different coasts at different time zones.
You choose to live in a different coast.
That's your choice.
You choose to live in a different coast, trying to
follow every single sport that you could think of.
Meaning basketball and football. Go ahead.
Formula One.
Yeah.
I got to follow the Formula One, right?
Are you down in Miami?
Of course.
No, I'm just following
everything.
Swimming. Monaco's coming up. Vegas is coming up. I got to follow all this
stuff,
Jay.
Yep.
You know, when tennis is rolling, I got to follow this. You know what I'm saying?
Sailing?
No, we don't talk about sailing.
Horse racing?
Well, Kentucky Derby, I had to follow it. I had the seven horses that was laid to rest. I have to follow these things.
High jumping, pole vaulting?
No, I'm only going to follow that
long
when
jumping.
The Olympics come. Only when the Olympics are around. That's it.
I mean, billiards?
No billiards because we don't really follow that. Bowling, I have to
How about
have
the World Cup?
Bowling.
How about the World Cup?
I did when it was around. It's not around right now, so I'm not following it. Well, what do you want me to say? When 2 years ago, whatever, a year ago, whenever it was.
How about the WNBA?
I do.
We're going to some Liberty games.
I just realized that Candace was moved to the Aces this offseason.
Yeah.
So,
Vegas.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I follow Jay. Nice try.
Aces,
you know?
and
Brittany's
Liberty,
back
yeah.
with
Liberty,
Phoenix. I get
team.
It. Don't you try me.
I didn't try you. I just asked.
Don't you try me.
Try him, Jay. I want to see.
Try him.
No, but I got Jay wants to minimize the work that I put in for
work.
This fabulous
no, Jay,
job.
I'm I'm with you. Work.
Come on.
Everyone listening to us talks about the same. Gets up at the same time, or they wouldn't be listening.
Okay,
talks
so
about the same,
same
stuff
thing
that you're talking about.
So about the same thing to your friends daily.
So let me ask you this: if everybody can listen and they doing to talk about the same thing,
yes.
Well, then why the hell are you on the show?
What do you mean, why?
Why don't we just hire him?
Obviously, for my looks, number one.
Oh, don't you laugh at that?
I'm eye candy, number one.
I'm not saying anything.
And in terms of the radio, for my brilliance, obviously. I mean, what kind of a question is this?
If everybody can do it.
Yeah, no, not everyone can do it. Everyone's doing it. Not everyone's doing it at the same level.
Oh, God, Max.
All right, now.
You guys.
Ed in Nashville.
Don't say you guys.
But you guys drive me nuts.
Yeah, say Jay. Ed in Nashville. You're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Hey, thanks, guys. Hey, I'll tell you who's not working, man. I'm a 35-year Phoenix Suns fan. It's Chris Paul. Listen, guys. Every single playoff, is this the same thing last year, the year before, the year? What is up with this dude, man? I mean, he's in every State Farm commercial, but he can't suit up. He's not playing.
Well, that's why
football.
He has State Farm. What are you talking about?
Hey, Max.
Yes.
Listen, if he
We're
was
progressive
boxing,
ourselves,
man, this cat would be knocked out in 30
insurance
seconds.
Is the perfect thing for him to pitch. He needs to pitch playoff insurance.
Yeah, we're gonna make sure that Chris Paul works with us and Progressive because it's great. You know, we want to make sure that Max.
But Ed, do you think he gets hurt on purpose or are you just mad because he randomly gets hurt?
I don't think he's getting hurt. Listen, man. It doesn't matter at this point. This cat, and everybody likes this cat. I do, too. He's been around a long time. Everybody was like, we want to get a championship for Chris Paul. What is Chris Paul doing to get a championship? What is
he can't help that he's getting
sitting
hurt.
On the bench every playoff.
Do you think he's dogging
it
away? Ed,
on the bench.
Ed, do you think?
He doesn't. I just asked
right,
him
so that's the point. So it's not his fault. He's just a little guy playing a big man's game. He's playing
very hard for the entire season.
He winds up hurt by the end of the year.
Listen, being big and being small and playing a big man's game, that's not it. It's just that at some point his body just wears down. Big people bodies wear down,
well,
too.
Well, that's true, too. Ed, but I would think that
at the end of the day, he's done a lot for the NBA as a whole. He's done a lot for the NBA. Now, yes, unfortunately for him, he continues to get hurt during the playoffs. It's not like he wakes up and says, I'm going to play game one and two, and then I'm going to get hurt. He's not – that's not –
It's just been unfortunate because, this has followed him for a long
time. His entire career.
He just pushed back against the idea that playing a big man's game at his size, at the level he's playing at it, I'm claiming – that probably increases the chances that somewhere along the line, when you're always in the playoffs, it's a 2-month season, your body's going to break down.
Everybody's body breaks down.
So you think it doesn't have anything to do with his size?
Not as much. Kawhi Leonard. I mean, what? He's 6'7".
There are examples, obviously.
Paul George.
Anthony Davis. 7 feet tall.
Joel Embiid.
Steph doesn't break down. Steph is playing. You're going to be able to furnish examples of tall people where it also happens to them. But to me, it seems that everything Chris Paul does on the floor eventually wears him out.
What about Steph? Steph is small.
Well, actually, but you made the comment the other day. One of the reasons he might miss those late and close
shots
is because he's worn down.
Fatigue is a difference. Legs are heavy than being injured.
Yeah, he can't get up like he normally would.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all. It's fatigue.
No, it's just for this heavy legs, man.
Yeah, but you don't think injury is related to playing while fatigued?
It can occur.
You can get injured.
It's a higher probability, but everybody is fatigued at this juncture.
Everybody is.
Yeah. That's true.
We're going to put you in the playoffs, Max, and let you run up and down court.
Well, that's the reason I never wanted to play in the playoffs, Ski. As an undrafted player, just tell you.
You play for the Miami Heat. You'll exceed expectations.
So
who we got next on the call?
Here's the question. Forget about the calls for a second. Nope. You're the caller, Keyshawn Johnson. Here's the question. Given that it did take Lonnie Walker IV hitting a million threes in the fourth quarter, right, to win at home, right, or else the Lakers lose that game. Given the way the Warriors just looked and AD's uncertainty in terms of his status for Game 6, and let's see how he plays, what I want to know from you, Key, is how nervous are you? You have said if the Lakers lose Game 6, they ain't going to win Game 7.
It's over if we lose.
So how nervous are you about this Game 6?
I'm not nervous about it. I feel like they're going to bounce back from what just occurred last night at home. Teams that lose, it feels like to me, when they lose on the road, they come back and they win at home. That's kind of been the theme throughout the playoffs. So I'm leaning toward that. I think that they understand the magnitude and significance of being up 3-1 and having an opportunity to close them out tomorrow night. So I'm not nervous. Call me in the fourth quarter if you're up and let me know, and then I'll let you know. I'll probably be at the game, though. Text me, Max, in the fourth quarter, and then I'll let you know, because I'm not going to answer the phone when you call because it'll be too loud.
Push it, send him right to voicemail?
No, I just let it go.
Off the first ring? Oh, I'll do it off the first ring. Just let you know that I'm sending you to voicemail.
No, just let it go.
I'm nervous, man. I mean, obviously I have no dog in the fight, Key, but it's one of those things.
You got a fake dog in the fight. You know you.
Who's my dog? I got no dog in the fight.
You want
Warriors. Dogs don't fight.
You want
anyway.
The
that's
Nuggets.
Not even compar-
you want
you're
the
Nuggets and
yeah,
Warriors. Nuggets
and
Warriors.
And you're scared of the Lakers against the Nuggets, so you want the Lakers to bounce. I know what you're doing.
You want the Warriors and Nuggets, Jay.
That's what you want. You want the Warriors and the Nuggets.
I think that's a worse matchup for the Nuggets.
In the end, though, I'm saying when you're sitting there watching the game and you really can't help who you're rooting for, it just kind of happens. Who do you find yourself rooting for, Lakers, Warriors?
I mean, look, at the end of the day, I want to see LeBron James be crowned his king.
Ah, so you're rooting for the Lakers?
I root for LeBron.
You're rooting against Steph Curry is what you're saying.
And rooting for the king.
For the king.
And against Steph. I dare you, Jay.
I'm also reasonable. So I see. That's why I said I think Golden State still has a chance to win this series. If they start off hot, I mean, look, it's going to come down to the wire. Like I don't think anybody's going to win this game by 15, 20 points. I think this is going to be one of the all-time best games we're going
to
see.
I think because we all had a sense that last night the Warriors had a chance to win by double digits, right? And that's what happened. And this time is going to be a tight game.
Well, can we just talk through some of the storylines real quick? So you got like Clay's father who played for the Lakers who's openly said that he's always wanted to play. He's always wanted this series to have this kind of moment. Game 6 Clay, follow that narrative. You have Steph like being the best offensive player on the floor in a closeout scenario, right? Like, all right, like time to see. You have LeBron, who's played 32 minutes in game 3, 43 minutes in game 4, 39 minutes in game 5. You know he's going to put everything on the court for this game. AD coming off, he got hit in the face, the wheelchair. Like, is he going to be his best version of himself and be dominant? You have Draymond Green, best friends, God. Clutch. You're going to have Chris you're going to have Rich Paul there with, you know, his girl is sitting courtside. Like, that'll experience
the Superman punch from early in the season. Austin Reeves trolling LeBron from years ago about Kobe Bryant. All their storylines on both teams every which way.
I could have gave you a simple way to say that. Star-studded event.
Yeah.
It's going to feel like a club in Laker Town.
There you go. I mean, it's going to be big. It's on a Friday night.
Scale of 1 to 10, as a Lakers fan.
It's Friday night, Key.
How nervous are you, scale of 1 to 10, about game 6?
I'm not – the game isn't played yet, Max. I won't start to feel nervous into the fourth quarter. Like, the first three quarters I'm watching, right? Then when you start to get into that fourth quarter and that clock starts to tick away and you behind or you up or it looks a certain way.
Then you find
now
out.
Now you start to stress. Because if they lose, it's a wrap. I know it's going to be a wrap.
Did Steve Kerr's words after game 4 affect game 5? We'll get into it. KJM.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. After game 3, where there was a big free throw disparity favoring the Lakers, Steve Kerr was asked about it, and he refused to blame the officials. After game four, he talked about the Warriors being called for, I think it was illegal screens, right?
Mm-hmm.
And saying it, and criticizing it. Did his criticism of the officials affect game five at Golden State? Lakers finished with 15 free throw attempts in game five. That's tied for the second fewest in any game all season. Tied for their fewest in a game this postseason. Jay, do you see any difference in the way the game was officiated last night?
No.
Yes or no? You deliberate for a while. Don't feel rushed.
Nope. Nope. Nothing.
But maybe you're saying?
I saw a difference in the way the Lakers attacked. So I think when there's a difference of style of play, when LeBron comes out and makes a couple of jumpers and then all of a sudden like he's settling and being content for outside Jays, and same with AD, when they're not – look, last game we all kind of felt there wasn't a sense of urgency. There wasn't – Golden State scored 70 points in the first half. Like, that's not the way the Lakers play. Like, defensively, when they draw a line in the sand, that is the best version of this team that has a chance to win a championship. A team last night, to me, was a team trying to conserve its energy. That key, they were in the fight for a while, and then it was like, all right, cool. Like, we got it. It's game seven, which is really game six for them, right?
We kind of knew that it was going to go this way. We had kind of planned it. You know, it was the conversation was, how do you feel about the Lakers? Well, they're going home. It's going to be hostile environment. It's E-40. E-40's there. You know, it'll be hyped for Golden State. We know we got to come back home for game six. It was game seven, which was game five, really, but it was game seven for Golden State. So they had to play a certain way. They had to.
Every game is game seven for Golden State.
Now every game is game seven for Golden State.
Yeah. But look, here's what Key talking about tomorrow night. It's going to be interesting, though, because what you saw was the Lakers are really a really good half-court defensive team, even though they weren't last night, but they weren't because they didn't get a chance to set a lot of their half-court defense because there were so many transition points off costly turnovers. But also, even after made shots, Draymond Green pushed the ball down the court, right? So the tempo of the game was very different. It was faster. And I think, look, we have 28 fast break points. That makes a lot of easier plays. And also, they switched on a ton of pick and rolls. I don't think they're going to do that in game six. I think they're going to go back more into that drop coverage because when you start switching, you have AD on Steph Curry away from the basket. Golden State got a lot of layups. They had a lot of things at the rim, and Steph was more of a facilitator, giving the ball to Wiggins early, more like hockey assist. Giving the ball to Draymond, giving it to GP the second, and saying, hey, you guys go ahead and create shots off the rim because I've taken the best shot blocker away from the rim.
Yeah, Steph's got his points in the flow of the game, really. It wasn't – but – and you mentioned, Jay, when they run a lot of pick and roll, some of the other guys get cold, right? And they did it less last night than they'd done it in the previous game. Steph hit a three early on. It put him up – it was early in the game, like 12 to 3, and I thought, yeah – this is where we're heading in this game. And then you look up and it's like, wait, it's a 1-2 possession game. Then the Lakers tied it, I want to say at like 50. And I thought, look at this. It almost felt to me, though, like the Lakers were testing the Warriors to see, all right, how real are you tonight, right? Like, are you going to – and when they found out that they were real in the third quarter, not that the Lakers packed it in, but the Lakers said, okay, we got it. We got it. We got to go home. We got to get you at home. It's not going to be our night. But I felt like they were testing them right up until like late in the second quarter.
We also had the AD head injury. So, I mean,
the game was pretty much a wrap by then, though.
Yeah, I'm saying, though, like, but that's a really big story, y'all. I mean, I know that Darvin Ham said he's okay. I know that the reports are saying he's looking okay. We have video, obviously,
many,
of him
many
walking.
Many times.
What'd you say?
No, I was going to say many times when AD's it, he's usually okay. He's usually okay.
Yeah.
You know? He hasn't really, you know, the last time he pulled one of these, he came back out in playoffs against Memphis and he balled out the second half. So I anticipate he'll do the same tomorrow night where he'll ball out. The last time he did one of these was against Memphis. Remember that, Jay?
Yep.
Oh, I don't remember exactly what it was. It was his eye or something. Was it my shoulder? I can't move my arm. I can't move it. And then he came back and balled out. So that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, I think he'll be okay. Look, he's going to – but still, it's more so key, like the drama right, that leads into the game six. Because now you're is he okay? How will he play?
Yeah.
And if he doesn't play well, like, is there, like, anything that's lingering that's affecting him to a degree? You're going to ask more of LeBron James. The role players will have to do more. So it just makes the storyline that much better going into a game seven, which is really a game six, but it feels like a game seven for the Lakers.
36-15-4, AD's line, right? Like, AD, to me, this feels like if I had to guess, I'd say AD is going to have a monster game and the Lakers close him out.
I'm saying right now, if I'm Draymond Green, considering I had a really good game last game, we play faster, like, I'm meeting AD early. So what that means is when he comes over the half court line, I'm checking him. Like, I'm giving you elbows to the chest. Like, I'm not letting you get any position on the block.
But he can't afford to get in foul trouble.
He won't get in foul trouble for doing that,
though. But he kind of did this last game.
He did last game. You meet him early. You make him work for post position.
Yeah, but you
take his legs away, and key, you get him to settle for jumpers. If I get AD to settle for jumpers, I'm winning that battle.
Yeah, but you know it's called different at home than it is on the road.
I understand. That's why I'm taking the fight to him.
Meaning the referees, they call it different.
In other words. Dre could play the same way, wind up in early foul trouble because now he's not playing at home.
He did it in game four.
Yeah. I'll remind everybody that Draymond,
when
I always go back to 2016, LeBron came back, Draymond was about to be MVP of that series. He was great, right? Like, he has a history of showing up big in big games. Even when you don't think of him as scoring a lot, Draymond could mess around and have a big game in game six, game seven. Could happen.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. It is time to play Take It or Shake It with ESPN NFL reporter Diana Russini. Take It or Shake It is brought to you by Grainger. Nuno, take it away.
All right, so today we're going to play NFL coaches on the hot seat, and we're going to start with Key. Key, take it or shake it, Bill Belichick is on the hot seat.
Shake it!
Shake it!
Yeah, clearly Bill Belichick's not on the hot seat. I know a lot of people within the industry may feel that he's hasn't done enough without Tom Brady at the quarterback position, but when he leaves the New England Patriots, it's going to be because he wants to leave, not because he's on the hot seat and fired.
Yeah, Key, I think it's really difficult to say the words Bill Belichick fired in the same sentence in this lifetime. I'm with you. Yes, there's been some pressures. There's been some bad decision-making on the coaching staff. I think we've discussed that a million times on the show. But in terms of what he's done historically and what he continually wants to do, I think Bill Belichick is going to make that decision to step away way before ownership Robert Kraft is going to say see you later.
Well, you guys would know more than me, but I'm going to take it. This will be year 10 without Tom Brady as his starting quarterback. He ain't going to win a playoff game this year. In fact, I'm going to say he's finishing last in his division, and Robert Kraft has already sent signals in this preseason or in this offseason that He wants to see results, and I think they're going to go backwards this year relative to the division. I'm going to take it.
All right. Mike Vrabel is on the hot seat. Take it or shake it, Key.
Take it.
Take that.
But not for the reasons that you think. I think, look, when you talk about a coach that's constantly in the playoffs and doing wonders, at some point in time, maybe it runs out. Maybe the ownership says, you know what, we may need a new voice in here. Because we're just not getting it done at the level that we want to. We're going through quarterback after quarterback. You know, Tannehill, we signed, we kept him. We got Malik Willis. That didn't work out. Now we drafted another guy. So Levis, it's all on him. If he could turn things around late in the season when he takes over as a starting quarterback, it could potentially keep him off the hot seat. But for now, he's probably on the hot seat.
Yeah, I like that we went with New England with Bill Belichick right into Mike Vrabel, because I've always thought, wouldn't that be quite the story? Mike Vrabel going back to New England if Belichick ever steps away. Look, who knows if that'll ever happen, but in terms of what I think is going to happen in Tennessee, look, GM Rand Carthon is now in there in the building, and from what I can observe when I was there, they've got a really good relationship, Carthon and Vrabel. And maybe on paper, this roster isn't blockbuster at this point, but I think the fact that they're all in sync and all have that same understanding of the identity of the football team, which is what Mike Vrabel wants, which is his vision. I think the fact that they're all in on his vision and the way they just went through the draft, that tells me that they're invested in Mike Vrabel long term. So I see him staying there, Key.
Likewise. What do we got next, Nuno?
All right. Great one. Oh, by the way, a little breaking news because it goes into the next guy that we're going to about. Next team we're going to talk about. Jets, Buffalo, Monday night, September 11th was just announced. So as week one. So with that in mind, Robert Saleh is on the hot seat. Take it or shake it, Key?
Shake it. And here's why I'm shaking it, because he got a quarterback. And he has Aaron Rodgers. This thing has to completely fall apart for him to get on the hot seat. Now, it could. They could not make the playoffs. They could look like a disaster, but I doubt it. He has a quarterback. We know what the defense is. We know they got offensive weapons. They're probably going to fight it out with Buffalo and Miami for the division.
Yeah, I think it's that clear, actually. You painted a picture of him keeping his job and it all going well. But because we know how the pendulum can swing the other way, and let's just say, for whatever reason, and it almost is mind-blowing to think that this won't be a successful year for them, knowing what the type of talent, forget coaching, the talent that's on this football field, they have to be good. Because otherwise, I don't really think I understand football at this point, because from top to bottom, this team has got to be a contender. You have the best quarterback in the game under center. Obviously, with Patrick Mahomes neck and neck. But that being said, I think if Saleh has a successful season, he stays. But I think if they lay a big egg, I do think there should be probably some concerns there.
I'm going to take it by splitting the difference between your guys' takes just then. I believe he'll make the playoffs. I think he's a good coach and he has a great roster. But there's a real danger because of how competitive the conference is, not to mention the division, that he could win nine games and miss the playoffs, right? So the potential for it is there. I have to take that.
All right, next up, Matt LaFleur is on the hot seat. Take it or shake it, Key?
Take that. I know Aaron Rodgers isn't there, but I don't think it's going to matter in the end. If they don't show some sort of promise, some sort of give, something, if they go out there and they look like the team from a year ago, regardless of who the quarterback is, I can see where they decide to do something different in Green Bay.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a really tough season for Matt LaFleur, knowing that he wanted Aaron Rodgers to be there, right? What coach would not want Aaron Rodgers to continually be on this roster? And so this is going to be the first time we see Matt LaFleur coach the Green Bay Packers team without a future Hall of Fame quarterback. I think this is a really good test for him, but I also think he's really prepared for it. I think he's learned a lot over the years. He's gained a lot of experience. He's got a lot of support around him in terms of his coaching staff, who's on that staff to help him navigate this. But I definitely think this is going to be a very, very challenging year for him, knowing Jordan Love just doesn't have the reps.
I'm going to shake it because of that. Like, Matt LaFleur won 13 games with Rodgers before Rodgers really knew the offense. 13 games, and then in his quote-unquote bad season, right, Rodgers with the hurt thumb and the rookie receivers and everything, won 8 games. It was 8-9 in his worst season, and now he's first year with the new quarterback really as a starter. I think he has a little runway here. I'm going to shake it.
All right, next up, Mike McCarthy is on the hot seat. Take it or shake it, Key.
No, give it to Max.
All right.
You go, Max.
Take it. Take that. You got rid of the offensive coordinator. You're calling the plays. They're not blaming it on the quarterback yet. They're going to sign him up again because he's good. It's hard to find a good quarterback. Ooh, Mike McCarthy is on the hot seat. Take it.
Run the ball, right? That's what he wants to do.
Score fewer points.
Look, Kellen Moore gets a lot of criticism, but then when you take a look at what they were able to produce on offense, when the second highest scoring team last season, I'm not too sure why they even made that decision. I mean, he's in a much happier land now, I'm sure, with Justin Herbert. But that being said, Mike McCarthy gained ownership of this team completely. He had it before then, but by firing the OC, saying he's calling the plays, it is completely on him. And by making that move, that automatically turns the pressure up.
Yeah, I gave it to Max because it's the worst kept secret in all of professional sports that Mike McCarthy is on the hot seat as far as Max goes. So I have to follow Max and say I have to.
Wait,
take it.
Key, I love getting your opinions about these type of things because you think like a player, obviously. Who do you think, if Mike McCarthy were to move on, who do you think would be the perfect head coach for the Dallas Cowboys with the roster they have now?
They'll go right down the line to Dan Quinn. They'll just go to Dan Quinn and get the job. Dan Quinn. That's what Jerry will do. But I think Mike McCarthy is certainly going to be on a hot seat because this is his fourth year now. It's time. You can't get bounced from the playoffs. It's time. You got to show something.
I might look into the college ranks. They got a good coach over at SC you might want to take a look at if you're the Dallas Cowboys.
Come on, Max, man. Stop it.
All right, last one. Sean McDermott is on the hot seat. Take it or shake it?
Shake it.
Shake that.
No, I don't think he's on the hot seat at all. Did you see Buffalo, the Bills, before Sean McDermott took over? They couldn't get out of their own way. And I don't think Brandon Bean's dumb enough to do such a thing. He knows what he has as a coach, and he's a smart general manager.
Yeah, this is a head coach that navigated a really difficult situation last season that we saw with DeMar Hamlin. And guys, we could argue it, but I covered that team a lot last season. That had a tremendous impact on this team emotionally. It really, really, truly did. And I think the respect that McDermott actually gained from his leadership through that taught not only the front office, but taught the fans up there that they've got something really good. Do I think they need to have success with Josh Allen as he continues to be in his prime here? Absolutely. But I don't see Brandon Bean, who's done a tremendous job leading this team as their general manager, moving on from a coach that they know just has all the goods.
Man, I totally agree. Only thing I want to say is this. If they have a really disappointing season, which given, again, the conference and the division is possible, right? Yeah, a tough division, tough conference. People will, going into next year, start to talk about them a little more like the way we talk about McCarthy and Dak, I believe. But I don't think he's on the hot seat this year.
Yeah.
I agree. The great Diana Russini, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN NFL
Diana,
reporter.
There's two coaches in the NFL Max wants to see fired so bad.
Who's that?
Bill Belichick and Mike McCarthy.
I don't want to see Bill Belichick fired. And I don't want to see McCarthy fired either. I like them right where they are. I'm a Giants fan, Key. You have to understand.
Okay, I think next week let's play the same game, but the game is which one of these coaches that are on the hot seat are going to get a job within 2 seconds of getting fired? Because that's always interesting, right? To see who's at. Because Key, you bring up a good point. Sometimes the same voice, people get bored with it. It's like marriage, right? They want something different. So I could see a lot of teams just moving on, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's the right thing.
Right, like Vrabel, even if he's not there long term, Vrabel's going to be a head coach, right?
Oh, absolutely. Like,
what's that?
I said absolutely.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Dan Rossini, ladies and gentlemen, with supplies.
Dallas Cowboys. That's where I see him going.
Right. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is the right product for you. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by. Can the Suns and Celtics extend their series? KJM.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. So, you know, Key, I wore the polo shirt in because Jay likes it so hot in the studio. He always politics with everyone on the side to get them to raise the temperature without me knowing, and then I wind up sweating, right?
No, I don't. I literally
Jay politicking?
I don't politic. Before you get here, I walk over to the thermostat and I put it up to 72.
You can't.
72 degrees.
You're lying, Jay. It has a lock on it.
It doesn't have a lock on it. And you would know if you were here, ass.
I am there, and it has a lock on it.
Does the one in L.A. have a lock on it?
No, it's right here.
The one in here,
Key has caught Jay in yet another lie. Hey,
Paulie,
anyway,
another lie?
Anyway. Come over here, Paulie.
Anyway, so listen to
Paulie,
this.
No,
Paulie,
no.
Come over Paulie. Here. I want to hear.
Paulie, is the thermostat open here for me to change it in the mornings? Yes. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Does he change it to someone else?
He changes it, but after an hour, I change it back to make it cooler in here because I'm dying over there.
Thank you.
Shut your mouth. Thank you, Paulie. Hey, you are lying.
No. Ask Paul, Max.
Thank you for your time.
Anytime.
Max, ask Paul when did they take the lock off.
Paul, what time do you take the lock off?
The lock is not on it.
Thermostat.
The lock is not on
he
it.
He said
it
after Jay it. Asks them to was his answer.
Exactly.
No, he did not. No, Max just made that up.
I thought he said it. I was. Hey, Key, so anyway, it's too warm, so I wear shorts just to accommodate Jay, you know, the prima donna over here. I wear short sleeves.
God forbid.
Now all of
like,
a sudden.
I don't like it when it's 65 degrees
yes,
in the studio.
Yes, it's a studio.
And it's 70 degrees outside. I was like, why are you wearing your turtleneck? It's freezing in here.
So Jay comes back in the studio. He goes to get up. He comes back in, and first thing I notice is, oh, he just did a TV hit. I notice he had the shirt and tie on before, but now he has, you know, the wool coat. He has a sport coat on. I'm like, oh, then I say, you know, it's a pretty good idea. He has that sport coat on. It's getting a little chilly in here. Let me put on my jacket. Jay's like, yeah, I turned the temperature down once it was time for him to do TV. Does he even mention to me out of courtesy someone who changed the way he dressed just to accommodate Jay's prima donna status?
I figured the smartest guy on the planet will recognize when it gets hotter or it gets cooler.
Touche, you win. That's
you,
a very good
you should
point.
Be on that before I am.
It's a good point, Jay. I really have no comeback for that.
Hey, Jay.
Level of intelligence.
Hey, Jay.
Yes.
What up, Key?
You told me when you came back from Get Up you had some information
yes.
you wanted to share with
yes.
me.
Yes, bombshell.
So I was on Get Up with Brian Windhorst.
Wendy.
And Wendy said that right now, Key, it is not up to Anthony Davis on whether he can play or not. Today he is going through concussion protocol. And if he does not pass, it is in the hands of the doctors to determine whether he can actually play. And if he is not allowed, he will miss not only game 6, but potentially game 7.
Can I make a prediction? He's going to do fine in the concussion protocols, is my prediction. I mean, I would be very surprised. Hey, How did he get concussed?
But Wendy said,
is that worth the boo?
But no, why? Wendy said it is legit because he had concussion-like symptoms. So they are actually going through a full thorough. It is out of his hands.
Listen, you're not in another man's body, right? It's hard to tell. But as you mentioned, Jay, it doesn't appear on video. Clearly, he's shaken up by it, right? And these are big guys. Kevon Looney's a big guy, right? But it didn't look on video where you could pinpoint that he was hit with an elbow, nor did it look as though he was hit in the temple or on the chin.
So look, we have the video here on ESPNU. They asked to turn the lights off of the camera that is filming AD walk out of Crypto.com Arena.
Light sensitivity is
a sign of something like that, Max. Look, I know I think I would play, okay? I've gotten hit with elbows. Once again, I am about safety first. But, like, this is also, like, this is the thing that's hard for me to dissect or analyze because this same key we talked about Memphis series. He held his shoulder and said, I can't move it. Literally, the camera caught him saying, I can't move it. Anybody else, that is a dislocated shoulder. You don't come back and play in that same game. He came back and played in that game.
Although, let me just say this about AD, because a lot of people, Chuck and Shaq are laughing and everything. I get it. It's one thing to question someone's threshold for pain tolerance, right? And that seems to be why you would clown someone. But it's another thing. For example, if he really did get a concussion from that, and it didn't look to me like he should, some people react to shots differently than others.
Agreed.
Some guys are just put together. So it may be that the way AD's body and frame is put together is just fragile compared to other guys and has nothing to do with a tolerance or threshold for pain. It's just the way his body's connected.
That's why I think what Brian Windhorst just told me on Get Up was big news. Because if you're saying if he did get caught in that sweet spot, Max, when he goes and he sits down on the bench, he literally is like holding his head. Like you could tell like he's not all the way there. If there was a wheelchair that he felt like he needed to get out, even though he did walk out on his own merit, like that's a big thing where it's out of your control now. Like, it's out of your control.
I hear what you're saying, and I think you may be right.
He's going to play, but the fact that it's out of his control is up to doctors by the league, and not like Laker doctors, like league doctors.
Does it look like maybe he actually got caught a little bit in the eye or around the socket? Because, like, maybe that's – it just does – I don't see where – it's hard to see where he's hit with the force in a place that would cause a concussion, but, you know, listen, if your brain gets rattled, period. Right, a lot of different things to do.
There's two things that I would say that I hope that he plays for a couple reasons. Because the Lakers need him in the worst way to win. And I hope he plays because if he doesn't play and the Lakers get eliminated
for
whatever reason, yeah, he might as well. It ain't going to be good. Not in Lakerland.
He'll get ran out of town.
Not in Lakerland, it won't be good.
But if he can't pass, here's the problem with that.
They're not going to matter.
The reality on the street is going to be that. Yeah, right? Exactly. The reality boots on the ground is going to be that, no doubt.
They care less about a concussion.
But what's interesting about it is what Jay brings up. Like, if it's not in his hands anymore, if he just can't pass concussion protocol, how is he blamed for that, really? I know he will be, but he shouldn't be. It's not like he has a choice.
That's why I said it's interesting.
But then
man.
What they do, Max, yeah. like yep. you do.
I know it.
You know how you do. You pile everything up on history from people, and, you know, you make your conclusion in the end. And that's what they'll do.
By the way, and that just leans into all the nicknames and all the things that people have been saying for the long Glass Man, all that stuff. It leans into that, unfortunately.
We were saying about how if Jaylen Brown, right. Jay, you brought this up, if Jaylen Brown were to make all NBA, then the Celtics could keep him. But if not, they might lose him because he would not lose as much money for leaving, and he kind of wanted to leave, it seemed. But now that he's made all NBA, are we sure that means the Celtics will keep him? 888-SAY-ESPN, KJM, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.